Due to technical difficulties, we joined the current program in process 2 minutes after it started. You're listening to mtradio.net.
Also in the news, though, today, or, you know, recently, is Senator from California, Feinstein. We all like her. Yeah, she confirmed, though, that in an international agency investigation, the action has been referred to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution, that the CIA has been spying in the House and the Congress.
I don't follow politics too much, but isn't she the one that doesn't think that any vet should have a gun?
Yeah, nobody that's her. Right, yeah. I'm not a big fan of this lady.
Oh, no, she can. She's disgusting.
Isn't she the former mayor or senator from California?
Yeah.
San Francisco. She still is.
Yeah. Oh, no, is it Pelosi? She's from, is she from Southern or not? Because Pelosi's the one from San Francisco.
Okay.
They're both shit eaters. So
yeah, so that's, they're not only listening to the general public, they're spying in Congress, and supposedly there's some kind of criminal charges going to be brought against these.
Let's see.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
right?
We're watching this on the, I was watching the federal news earlier, and this story came up, and it was awesome at the very end of it. It said, and the head of the CIA denies all allegations of CIA involvement on spying on Congress. And I was like, I got to thinking, I was sitting there with my neighbor, and I got to thinking, like, being the head of the CIA would be an awesome job.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You sit in the office, and you're on your Facebook playing Angry Birds and whatever, and somebody comes in and says, oh, well, so were we involved in this? Nope. Get him out of office.
No, we were not. Like, absolutely, we were without not. A doubt, we did not have sexual relations
exactly.
with that.
Think about that. I was going to say, normally the CIA denies it beforehand, before it ever even happens.
Well, think about the head of the CIA. He goes into a meeting. What is it like? Okay, kill him, he lives. He dies. Don't bother me for an hour. I'm on Facebook. Like, that's right. Your day. Deny all allegations. Somebody comes in. Were we involved in it? No. We weren't involved in this. I don't know anything about it. What an awesome job.
Yeah, it would be great.
Awesome
so
job.
What about that flight 370 from Malaysia that disappeared?
Good call.
Crazy.
Disappeared out of nothing, out of nowhere. Not hijacked, maybe. They don't even know. Whatever. Malaysia's military says it tracked the missing jetliner by radar 200 miles off course.
No debris, nothing.
Don't we have technology?
Well, you know, there's a black box. They're not getting a signal, but there's been other planes been missing for a year at a time that finally they honed in on the black box after 2 years being missing. Mm. It took them 2 years on other ones. But Malaysian officials are refusing to release many of the details of their investigation. And sometimes having conflicting information even.
Some
causing confusion and frustration for the victims and families of the victims. Yeah. Not for the victims, but then I heard that some about their people, their families are calling them and their cell phones are still ringing and
they're
answering that type of thing. That's kind of weird too. But also a federal judge just cleared drones to fly to make deliveries and things like that. Anything under 400 feet.
That's good.
So the general people can still fly little drones and stuff around if we want to, too.
Hasn't there always been, like,
under 500 feet? Everybody can spy on everybody.
Right. Well, the FAA was trying to make it so where that no one can fly, and that they're saying that that's their jurisdiction. But this judge, Patrick Garrity, ruled last week that the FAA has no jurisdiction over small drone aircraft. So, and also, underwater drones are gearing up to map the oceans. So they're going to be big maps of the oceans.
And putting up sonar, killing off more of that super sonar they use. Right. That's supposed to be real detrimental to sea life and everything, so that's fine. Well, what else in the news?
It's got to be adding stress. Totally.
I don't know, but in East Boston, they found a pressure cooker, unattended, and so they bomb squad came in and blew it up. Because they're really touchy out there about their pressure cookers now.
They're like,
so that happened this morning. no one hurt, and the cooker was empty, and there are no suspects.
Right on.
Thank God for the Boston Bomb Squad. Them boys is on point now. They was like lazy before, but now all of a sudden they're like working out and stuff and coming into work like, yeah, we're going to get someone today, boss. Got shit to do.
I wonder how many times a day they use bomb innuendos. Like, that's the bomb. You know what I mean? Like, all day long, I bet they just still.
Yeah, that never gets old, Johnny. I know.
That never gets old.
Let's go do some push-ups.
Right. So, yeah, that's awesome. On a lighter note, the U.S. consumes 99% of the Vicodin in the world. Just had to throw that in there. On a side note, yeah.
That's awesome. Did you hear about the super painkiller that's coming out? It's like 90 times OxyContin.
I did.
And they're trying, like some people in government are trying to block it, but the pharmaceutical companies, no, we need to get this out.
Yeah, people, it's to ease the suffering.
To ease the suffering
of the children.
And then we read another story earlier about a child that's 4 years old, has some weird cancer, and this pharmaceutical company has the drug for it, and they won't let it out. And they won't let it out because if they have to let it out to one person, they have to let it out for everybody, and it's not to be released to the public yet. And so, I mean, what do you do? What do you do if you're the executive of this pharmaceutical company? Because you can't just turn your whole workforce but you can't turn your whole workforce into a charity workforce because the government's not going to subsidize your income. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, what do you do? I don't know. I don't work at this pharmaceutical company. I'm glad I'm not an executive there, and I'm glad I'm not a child suffering from this horrible cancer that they were describing. He said like he throws up blood like 5 times a day, and it's totally horrible in this child. I mean, it's
the most tough horrific decisions on high the corporate chair. Yeah.
What do you do? And the executive said, absolutely not. Are we going to do this for the child?
Oh, hard times call for hard decisions. I mean, cuts have to be made.
He's like, look.
Bottom line needs to be met. There's like, only certain amount of leeway we can give here.
The fees at Pebble Beach are going up.
I'm saying. You
know, all my money in the Caymans. They're wanting 0.5% of my money.
Right.
You know? You know, there's...
I have to pay a fine.
I have to pay a $200 a month fee to hold my $8 million down there.
The child support's killing me. I'm telling you.
Get on welfare, bitch.
Yeah, and in other news, the FDA approved an electric headband for migraine. Great.
Think it'll work?
So, it's the first of its kind, nerve-stimulating headband. Ooh. As effective for preventing migraines.
Stimulating.
Or more than any meds, so it could make obsolete the pharmaceutical meds. I'm sure whoever invented this will be being disappeared soon. And his plans for this evil device to get rid of migraines... instead of drugs, using this electronic headband. Crazy.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to dig something like that. How could that technology even get out? I'm disappointed in the pharmaceutical companies.
I think they do drugs.
I think so. They're really, really, really good at drug dealing.
I said do drugs.
Did you guys hear about the 37,000 OxyContin that CVS lost?
Lost?
Yeah, really? Apparently in California or someplace like that, they did a pill counting on the inventory, and there was almost 40,000 pieces missing. They figure a street value of $20 million.
Oh, you want to?
Wow!
Executive's assistant lost it.
You know what's, yeah, what's funny about pharmaceutical drugs? I know somebody that works at a Walmart pharmacy, and she was saying that there's different schedules of drugs. There's like Schedule One, and there's three different ones.
First,
and there's a one, two, but they call it like A, three, and four, six. Exercise. It's weird, but it's three levels, and she was saying that there was a huge batch of the Schedule Ones, OxyContin, the Vicodins, the morphine liquid. It was huge. It got
marijuana Schedule One, by the way.
Marijuana is Schedule
One. This huge shipment of drugs to Walmart got lost in transit. It just came up missing somehow.
Turned up missing.
It left the factory in New Jersey. And then never made it to Billings, Montana.
If you don't believe in bigotry, consider that heroin and marijuana are both Schedule
One
drugs.
Pallet. It was a full pallet full of the most hardcore pharmaceutical.
But you can get OxyContin. Just go to your local doctor. Are you feeling depressed, lonely?
Or the South Side?
Try Zoloft. Ask your doctor about Zoloft. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to prescribe you some sort of psychotropic or whatever you're into, really.
If they don't, find a new doctor.
Just go to the other doctor, exactly.
Somebody will.
Just remember, we'll only cause kidney disease, jaundice, high blood pressure.
Suicidal thoughts.
That's all the shit that everybody else has to worry about.
Acts of rage and uncontrollable violence. Ask your doctor.
Occasionally, death.
If it's right for you.
Have you guys done any lines yet?
The number is open. It's 406-545-4496.
And this just in local news, the Monsanto Corporation is seeking to operate a wheat research facility near Great Falls. Official word from the corporate mega giant is to do only traditional wheat breeding experiments there. But there's nothing to stop them from doing whatever research they want, now or in the future. Despite overwhelming public outcry, the Cascade County Commissioners voted 2-1 to rezone property at 1511 Stuckney Road, just outside of Great Falls, from commercial to light industrial, allowing this mad scientist corporation to locate its research lab there. If we want to keep Monsanto and its nightmare scenario out of Montana, it's time to act now. Brought to you by people who want to eat non-genetically modified. So yeah, in Great Falls, who wants to have a Monsanto research lab in Montana?
What's genetically modified?
Did they say where in Montana?
Not even crossbred.
So
gene spliced. Gene spliced.
It exists in nature.
No.
Yeah, it exists in nature.
Wait a minute. Now you're telling me you know something that doesn't exist in nature?
Well, this is strictly laboratory manufacturing.
Not in these combinations.
Is man's vanity to think that we can control it?
Seems we have a caller.
We do have a caller. Sounds like you're on the air.
What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller?
How you doing? This is Alex Jones down here in Texas.
Whoa, Alex!
I've been holding the Cattell Scanner for a while now.
Fuck, Alex Jones, I'm a huge fan, bro. All right, what are you doing? Hey, thanks. We're having a really good time here.
I'm a busy man, but I just want to say I love what you're doing, and you guys are getting the word out there, and long live the Second Amendment, and long live the Intel Scanner.
All right. Thank you, Alex Jones from the Alex Jones Show.
Wow,
InfoWars and Prison Planet.
Hey, is there anything you want to mention? No plug.
No.
Okay.
He's a busy man. Wow. Alex Jones, hey. Wow, Alex Jones, that's crazy.
For once, he didn't plug Prison Planet.
He didn't plug it. I plugged it for him. Even. Like, Prison Planet and InfoWars.com, right, yeah. Alex Jones, what a hell of a call. I can't believe he didn't. He's usually a lot more long-winded than
Well, at least we got to do a line. He didn't give us enough of a line.
Not enough
of a
line.
We got to do a little shorty.
Just a bummer.
I suppose we have to pay for the rest. Don't we? Listen to his show.
The first hit's free, man. You know how it is. The first hit's free every time. Can't believe that. Freaking, even Alex. He's
Alex Jones.
He called in once. He said if we ever want him back, we got to pay him.
Yeah. He was chosen. At least he gave us a line.
Right?
At least he gave us a line.
Just enough to give us a taste. A little taste. Yo, man, I've been fiending for a while.
Well, the homie will call back in. That's
all right,
that's,
so maybe it wasn't a lie. Maybe it was a lie. A lie? Oh, wait.
It was a...
It couldn't have been a lie.
A phantasm.
It had to have been a full line.
Actually,
look at you. You just like
line.
Saying line on the radio, and that's funny. I want to say there should be more.
On the line and off the hook.
Justice in the world.
Justice.
Where is
in the
world?
Dun, dun, dun.
Where is it? You know, maybe if there was just a little more, wisdom, justice, temperance, mercy. Discernment, faith, honor, benevolence, fortitude.
Oh no, there was a not last week's show, but the week before.
None of that.
Nobody
has that anymore.
Not that I know of.
Oh, fortitude?
Me neither. It's more like, you know, dystopia and austerity, despotism.
Destitute.
I came across an interesting conversation earlier tonight, if you'd like to hear about it.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
The entitlement generation.
Oh yeah. That's usually the third generation down from a very hardworking and moral class of people.
Well, it's one generation of what I normally...
Entitlement. What do you mean by entitlement?
It's one generation away from what I normally speak to, which is personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. So if it's not personal responsibility, then entitlement has to come from somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to tell them that they're entitled to that. Who's responsible for the entitlement generation? Us or them?
I don't understand. Like, what do you mean when you say entitlement? Who are you speaking of?
For example, the girl that wants to sue her parents for not paying her bills and taking care of her, that she feels that entitled to living a certain lifestyle, a level of, you know.
I mean, I'm saying that there's songs made about the entitlement generation. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that the kids are spoiled, or does that mean that we spoiled them?
Our grandparents did well enough.
It means that we spoiled them.
Their kids to college.
That's what I'd like to say.
And if I might, and they got loans, and they got other assistance, and they've gone off and been able to get cheap credit, and as a result of default and other things that this, quote, entitlement generation, because they grew up watching their parents have computers and cell phones and all the rest of that stuff, that they're entitled to go to school and entitled to do whatever they want, be somebody else paying for it.
Well,
the precedent for that was set in California with palimony.
You want to talk about the entitlement generation? Mm-hmm. I feel entitled. What I feel entitled to is freedom. And you know what? Most of the laws passed in my lifetime takes that away from me and makes somebody else responsible for me. And it's been a fight that I have fought a long time to be responsible for myself. And I would like that.
And you always have to fight for freedom. That will always be true.
Absolutely.
Power to the people, right on.
Power to the people. Well, here's the thing. This entitlement generation now, they're going
to
be entitled to work at freaking Walmart and work at McDonald's, and they're going to be entitled to be late on their car payment and not exactly have insurance, and then they're going
to
be entitled
You're entitled to as much freedom and natural resources as you're willing to defend for yourself. I say defend for yourself, not offend.
The problem is we have financial defense these days. You can pay for much larger defense than you should ever be able to have.
When I try to mine my own natural resources in my yard and my property, I have people offending me, telling me that I can't do that.
Well, you want to talk about natural resources. Let's speak about Ukraine then. Because the only reason anybody cares about Ukraine is because of the huge, vast oil fields. That's why nobody's cared about... The only reason anybody's cared about that land for the last 100 years.
Oh, there's oil
now,
there? Weird.
Yeah. Well, that got me thinking. Now, think about the Bakken oil field. Let's say, for some odd reason, the people of the Bakken were like, you know what? We don't want a fracture drill. We don't want this oil. We want to just live off our land, whatever. The U.S. government would kill everybody, every last dissident in North Dakota to get to that oil. So it's a good thing that they're selling out and allowing the government to go in there and the Rockefellers to go in there and oil that out. Or else they'd be getting bombed and killed. The same way that everybody else around this planet gets killed when you get in the way of these oil companies. And it's disturbing. And you're 100%. The entitlement is scared that the entitlement of the poor people is one thing, but the entitlement of the rich and powerful is frightening.
So where I don't like the use of the word is when the people that are responsible for the kids discredit them with the word. Because they're the ones that entitle them.
Well, they're the ones paying for it.
Whether or not people are responsible for themselves, so we're getting back into the primary argument, you know, is debatable. But when it comes to, the entitlement generation, they're...
I don't know what you're calling about entitlement generation. Every generation of every fucking person has always felt entitled to
something. I don't understand.
Well, we've all been teenagers.
I've been hearing this catchphrase a lot. Entitlement. I don't even get what it means.
Somebody else needs to call in and tell us exactly what
it
means.
It's a feeling of a sense of being... owed something.
Are you entitled? If you're entitled, call in.
Yes.
Tell us what you're entitled to. We want to hear from you.
406-545-4496. The level of entitlement that I feel I deserve is beyond what I've been able to attain in my life.
You feel oppressed?
I do. I feel very oppressed. But the older I get, I'm learning, the only oppression comes from my way of thinking about things. I can overcome almost any oppression.
I'm my own worst enemy. I agree with you there.
But it's all about the journey. Once I make it there, the journey is the destination. If you have something to go for, if you have something to live for, that's the shit. If you can get up and try to do something else every day.
This is Fraser Crane with... Came to your mind, right?
It is the destination. The destination is to be able to wake up happy.
Yes.
And if you wake up happy enough, you do what you can
to
ensure that you wake up that way again the next day. And you know what? If I get to do that for every day of my life, and the day that I don't get to do it, I just don't wake up and don't know that I didn't do it, then I was always happy, and that's the most that we can ask for.
That sounds like a pretty fruitful life, actually. If you can just be happy. Most people I know are freaking miserable, actually. And I don't mean to laugh, but I'm a pretty happy guy myself. But I do know a lot of miserable people, and they love company, so I keep them company sometimes. And it's not too bad, because I'm happy, so I cheer them up, but then when I leave, they're like, fuck that guy. He's fucking way too fucking positive. Fuck that.
Making
He's just stupid.
Sick.
I hate that dude. But then they call me up later like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, well, let's go have a drink because that usually helps.
The lines are open. 406-545-4496. Can't wait to hear from Alex Jones, super celebrity calling.
I can't believe it. I'm such a big fan of Alex.
That was pretty exciting.
Actually, I listened to him rant and fucking scream.
Well, when I talked to him earlier this week, he said he wants to be a regular call-in. So that's exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah. Are you sure? Does he charge him?
He reached out to us, too.
How much is he charging? Because he said the first one was free, and after that, we had to pay.
Oh, you don't worry about that. I'll take care of that. I got something, a little something worked out.
Oh, good. There's a deal worked out. Oh, yeah. Godfather.
Well, I'm trying to...
Shall I come to you for any of my other needs?
And I'll tell you how we worked out this deal was Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Feel free to check them out. Waking people up. Awesome. He was... I love the Infowars website before I ever even knew about Alex Jones. I'd never heard his voice because I had a cell phone that you could only...
We'd like to reiterate the disclaimer of this show for entertainment purposes.
Oh,
only.
Shit.
Alex Jones may not endorse or...
Celebrity voices
have any
may or may not be a person.
May or may not be real.
Because we may or may not be doing a radio show right here. Yeah. And we may or may not have people in here that do voices. So we may or may not show up at your place someday.
So doing funny voices and
shit. You may or may not have an accident on your way to your car to go to work in the morning, see? So you best be careful what you're saying about the boss, huh?
I want you to reiterate that statement for me.
Reiterate. Allow me to digress.
Woo!
We're dropping $10 words here on the Intel scanner. Write those down. Feel free to call in and tell us what they mean.
What does it all mean? It's hard to tell.
We have a possible, another super... Is it possible that we have a super, super celebrity call-in coming? Mm. It's possible.
I got word of a couple people coming.
We're waiting on... The second half of the show is going to be pretty wild if you hang around. There's a couple... One really big celebrity call-in scheduled.
Ooh, a really big celebrity.
Yes. And all I can say is he is going to terminate it on the Intel scanner. That's all I can say for now. But I'm... He had called in and said, so I don't know. It's scheduled, but just because it's scheduled doesn't mean it's written stuff.
Well, you know, we're good friends with a lot of celebrities here.
Yes.
You know, we were talking to them earlier today, so...
We're pretty much like Hollywood kingpins here, really. Just laying low here in the high plains.
High plains just drifting along.
That was a badass fucking Clint Eastwood movie. That's the one where he was the ghost, right?
High Plains Drifter?
Yeah.
Yes, that was a good movie.
Ghost of Lago. Paint the town red! Isn't that where that saying comes from?
I'm not sure.
When he paints it down, comes back and kills everybody in the town?
The Red Light District?
High Plains Drifter. When he paints the town red, Lago, he forces everybody to paint it to red. Anyway.
Just about time to play some music, I would think, huh?
Is it?
No. What kind of music you got lined up over there?
Couple of four songs. Here.
We are listening to two songs.
Quick break. Two songs.
You're listening to the Intel Scanner on mtradio.net.
Floating with the breeze, now walk the dusty tips of trees.
such rhythm and protect it all falls around me again.
On the Intel Scanner, you're listening.
Here we are. It's past 9 o'clock.
To mtradio.net. Our phone lines are open tonight, as it is call-in night. Whoa, it's 406-545-4496.
You don't have to be a knight to call in. It is already.
No, if you're not even knighted, Did you know they knighted Elton John? Speaking of knighthood, that's what you
mean. Yeah, is
that better? Do we got something on?
So what, Elton John got on his knees in front of a king? Is that what you're saying?
The queen, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Getting on front of his knees in front of a queen? Nothing new for him, right?
Once again.
Do you mean the queen king or the king king?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're on Intel Scanner.
He's getting on his knees in front of queens for
that number
years,
again.
Right?
406-545-4496. We are taking callers tonight.
It is call-in night.
Yeah, feel free to call in and speak your mind, whatever you want to talk about. Call in a bomb threat. Do whatever. Lines are open. Free show, we didn't have any topics.
Call in a bomb threat?
Left it wide open.
Call in a bomb threat if you want to.
We're so lonely. We are lonely.
I would appreciate even if some...
Well, you're lonely and depressed.
Call in and just have breathe.
The government software, they heard the IntelliScan of bomb threat. They backed it up to call in. So let's hear from the government.
Yes, I wish someone from the NSA would call in.
Yes. We would like an NSA call in.
Even if you're just a heavy breather, call in. Shit. Breathe and just,
NSA analyst.
If you're teaching in a Lamaze class of how to breathe like that.
So what's this thing, this project that I heard about?
What's the project?
I don't know. There wasn't a project you were working on earlier this week?
I'm always working on a thing or two. Oh, we have a caller.
Here we are.
A thing or three.
That must be the NSA.
The NSA.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm looking forward.
And here we go.
Give me a finger. Give me the finger when you're on. When they're on.
They're supposed to be on.
We're on.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. Where are you from? What's your name?
Yes. Hello. This is Borat.
Borat?
Borat?
Wow. Well, hey.
No, from Kazakhstan?
What's on your mind?
Exactly. No.
I want to say your show is great.
Oh, well, thank you. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, Borat.
Are you? This show is awesome. Are you saying out of with your stupid foreign ass?
Are you saying what you listen to is great or what we say is great?
Are you saying you like what we're talking about?
Did we lose connection with Borat?
Are you saying you agree with everything we say? Well, thanks for calling in,
Borat. Another super celebrity call in. Look at that.
Maniac.
Alex Jones and Borat in one night.
That's a 6'4" gangly weirdo, actually, that guy.
This is a historic night in radio. Just wait. There is more to come. It's going to be an exciting evening tonight here on the Intel Scanner.
That's pretty awesome.
Borat, can you believe that, people? Can
That's so awesome.
Wow, Borat. Hey, thank you.
Thank you. All the way from Kazakhstan. Yeah. Amen. Shouldn't be talking shit about the Intel Scanner, though.
I bet it cost him $7 just to make that.
You're talking about Borat. So I was worried you're going to clean up your act.
No, absolutely not. No, Borat.
Cleaning up our act.
Borat.
Even a cleaned-up version of this wouldn't work on regular radio, I don't think.
I don't think so. Well,
that's why it's called underground radio.
That's why we get to say whatever we want,
though. That's where you end up when the NSA finds out? That's their call-in?
Nah,
we have the NSA call-in.
They line us all up underneath the ground, 6 feet.
We're not doing nothing wrong. They're doing something wrong. I say they're the criminals. They're the one breaking the constitutional laws that are set up to protect us.
If you know anything next week, look for us.
We're law-abiding citizens. We're just out here trying to get a public forum so that people become aware of all of these atrocities that are being committed towards us by the government. The government is responsible for...
You know the scary part is
the government is not responsible. The government is not responsible.
Well,
I don't give them that much credit.
Well,
the government is not responsible for me, and they're not good enough to organize themselves in any way to do things creditable.
Well, they're good at killing people, I would say.
They are good at killing people.
They're the number one killer of human beings ever, the government. It's called democide. Also, you know, I mean...
Democide like democracy?
260 million over the past 100 years by unnatural death. By government, not including wars.
How many?
It's 260 million, not even including wars.
Or 75 million.
Death by government.
Central and North America alone by conversion by the Spanish over a 300-year period.
Yeah, the Inquisition. I mean, what about that government?
I just read a statistic today that 70% of the current budget is paid to individuals. 70% of the government's
budget expenses are paid directly to individuals. So I guess that would mean...
What do you mean?
I guess that would mean...
What, like housing and Medicare and food stamps?
I've heard that
democracy... No way. I guess, no way.
Democracy can be defined as two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
No, dude, that's an incorrect... Yeah. That's an incorrect...
Democracy's two wolves
number, no
and
way.
A sheep,
know
what they say about
deciding
statistics.
What's for dinner. Is a well-armed sheep.
Yeah, well, that will protect the sheep, wouldn't it? See, the U.S. economy has doubled in size since 1983, but the bottom 90% of the earners have seen no growth in their income. Also, the number of Americans on food stamps has grown from 17 million in the year 2000 to 47 million today. So that's one out of five households in America is on food stamps now.
There's a lot of food stamp fraud, but... I don't really care, you know.
But that's a drop in the bucket compared to corporate welfare.
Exactly. I mean, military welfare,
the contract, political welfare, military contracts get the lion's share.
I don't really care about. I don't know
of welfare.
I really don't give a shit about like food stamps, especially like that's the least thing. That would be the last form of welfare.
What that does is speak into the really? Level of poverty that is being instilled over the American people to where they have to give food stamps. A lot of people do. They need them. They have to have three jobs and you know what I mean, just to pay the rent.
And the first one is selling their food stamps.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes.
Well,
but here,
motherfuckers gotta get
hot. One out of every four Americans has a job that pays $10 an hour or less. 1.2 million students that attend public schools are homeless. You know, and 44% of homeless people actually have jobs but can't afford housing. So, I mean, what do you do with those numbers?
The whole infrastructure
of America is falling apart.
The cost of living. Fitting in or rent. Doing your own thing?
No, rent, electric bill, car payment,
car insurance,
groceries,
child support for a lot of people, a lot of men.
That's more than $10 an hour provides.
Oh, absolutely.
It's what breaks most people instead of being personally responsible. You have to fit in and get all the loans for everything that you can't afford.
But yeah, that just speaks into the more of the oppression and poverty that's being, you know, the opportunity that was there in the 1950s.
The opportunity to make a living isn't there.
The government pushes the free and open credit. The government creates these bubbles that bring the market prices up, inflationary, speaking of cost of education, houses, those are inflationary bubbles by the government's low...
You will be oppressed by as much...
Easy credit. The government pushes this credit, and that's why it is not affordable to someone who would just save.
In a lot of areas, I'm not saying in Montana, but in a lot everywhere else in the country, the opportunity to make a living isn't as out there. You just can't get a job.
When
you wake up, you have as much of an opportunity to earn a living as everybody else.
No, that's not true.
It's not.
Now, when you talk about a living being extortion,
regionally,
you're not necessarily involved in all of the heavy mobs like corporations.
Ayo, it's not a mob, huh?
Yeah,
we're a club.
That is a real club. That's the most mob I've ever seen.
We hang out at this restaurant and have drinks.
Corporations are the mob, though. I mean, technically.
Well, then there's the government.
That's the mob.
And the corporations control the government, which is a vicious circle. Where do you go with that?
How do we change things on the path of this huge police state that's already here?
I have an offering for that.
Bullets first.
No, when you talk about a vicious circle, I was talking about that earlier tonight, and I think that people aren't able to communicate because they use too many buzzwords. They use too many...
Like entitlement? That's the thing.
Like vicious circle?
I hate entitlement.
Liberal,
conservative, I hate those! I hate that's
the best Tea Party. Wait.
Next person I hear drop liberal or conservative, call in.
Oh, if you say conspiracy theorist...
What we need to do is...
I will kill myself laughing.
...is use realistic terms... I want to get back to the whole thing, is use realistic terms instead of catchphrases, right? So when you talk about a vicious circle, talk about less.
That would require people to use descriptive, colorful language. That is just...
Less people...
Not something you hear very much.
...that vote, and it's directional. It's going down the toilet. So picture a vicious circle with depth.
depth and scope. Like
language is getting lazier.
It is getting dumbed down. It's turning into idiocracy. You know, idiocracy, absolutely. With I mean, you know, and the new speak of 1984 per se. You know, of
double
down,
speak.
Double speak,
double talk. Let me tell you the best example of double talk.
More or less.
Okay, let me tell you the best of recent double talk. Let me tell you, because it's on bumper stickers everywhere.
Say it again.
I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
Right.
That is the best fucking example of propaganda and doublespeak of recent time.
Well, you know,
I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
There's
how many times has that been used in the last 100 years?
From a hooker, that makes sense. There's supposed to be no language on the planet that you can use a double positive as a double negative, and no language supports a double negative.
Yeah,
or
right.
Or at least that's what the professor was saying until the kid went, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I read that. That was awesome. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
I shared that one even too.
That was pretty clever. That's an awesome wordplay. If that's an awesome wordplay, just like, I don't support the war, but I support the troops. That was sponsored by Lockheed Martin.
You gotta support the troops.
I expect some
having
money
served.
I have to
honestly take a hats off to those that are willing to write a check in blood, if need be, my life. You have to respect that. I don't care if they're serving in the American military or they're a gathered group of people here in backwoods doing rifle practice together. You know, it comes down to people that are prepared to defend what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
What scares me is you know, we've been talking off and on about government meltdown and things. You know, how many of us do you really see going into a civil war? I don't see that happening. And I don't think Russia and China and the G5
it's my understanding
have enough
it's already been paid for. It's already been laid down. It's already been sacrificed. There's already been enough death and destruction.
Look at the
it's
FEMA camps. We're ready
paid,
for civil
been
war.
Paid over,
the government
over and over
is ready.
Again from well, several different nations.
How do we
what
know that we're not ready
to
go
understand?
Into the Crimea or Chechnya or wherever that is down
generations.
There? And maybe go kick some Russian ass here shortly, and that's why those camps are being built.
Crimea
Who
River.
Who knows?
Crimea River, I know, right?
Yeah, Crimea River.
Is there a river in Crimea called the Crimea River?
I hope so.
So do I, because that would be awesome. <'Cause>
The professor's sitting here. Your computer and Wayback are not on. What's going on here, Sherman?
We've been having technical
the fan gets a little noisy.
Well, you know, it goes back to government and democide. I mean, that's what I'm saying. With that 260 million death by government, what didn't it even include wars? That's 350 million on top of that in military deaths through that's, you know, by proxy, that would be because of the government, I would say. You know, the government is the number one threat to humanity. A big government's small, organized groups of people. Yes, well, you know, you can say I just interpreted that government is responsible for the wars. That
government is not responsible for me.
People killed a lot going off to war, but yeah,
actually,
no, maybe you went
actually
off to war, maybe you
anyone who pays their taxes is responsible.
Well then. Shouldn't we all just look in the mirror?
anybody that blames the government.
We're going to start pointing the fingers at everybody now.
Lack of personal responsibility.
This is going to be a massacre. Stay for the end of the show where we all massacre each other.
You know, really drill it down. If the government had no financial means.
Wait till the fingers get pointed here in a moment.
You've already lost the war.
It would not be fighting any wars.
I will find the flaws in everybody.
Sure.
So, you know, and the thing.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Since I brought up taxes, let's.
You helped yourself out.
No, I served.
The next time...
Now, entitlement.
You served. You served.
So?
You first, served second. You made a good choice to serve. You did it. You own it. Mm-hmm. You did it for yourself. The government didn't give it to you.
You know, we're talking about entitlement and how to, like...
I don't know.
Entitlement.
That's what we're talking about.
You know, they did this back...
We're
going to
change this off entitlement.
They was called the Triple C camps. They built dams. They did the Tennessee Valley Project. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of, you know, it's DVA. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that
you
they
have
did.
A conscience, you have a responsibility.
This what is good
what
way.
I see is
what you guys don't know is they actually have boxing gloves on.
These entitlement generation.
Ooh,
if you want to be entitled to something, earn it. Serve your country for 2 years. We'll send you to college for 2 years. Full room and board and tuition paid for.
And you said it again. You've earned it. You earned it. It wasn't given to you.
But at the same time, it's kind of like
personal responsibility. You earned it.
I've sat here as
the
sound guy
chode,
listening to you talking. And I agree with what you in premise have been saying this evening about you're not entitled. And it's like, yeah, if I wanted to go to college, I'd join the Army, I got a college fund. But I feel that these kind of things should also be given to people that, say, do AmeriCorps service in their community. There are programs for doing tuition reimbursement. I understand that AmeriCorps or
some of
these
fucking
things.
System is blown. Prepare for civil war.
Either that or complete
it
Nazi.
Is fucking, this is a red alert from the intel scanner.
Or complete Nazism inevitable. And the country taken over.
Tighten up
one
your
or the other.
Tighten
and,
up your
and
skirts.
Keep in mind, an act of war would put us all under martial law.
An act of war. What would be an act of war?
Going after the Russians?
Well, what if they were, look, an act of war would be the Russians dropping a bomb on us?
Oh, they'd love to enact a war, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, we were ding-dinging like it was a fight. That was good.
It wasn't like that.
It's all good. The thing is, it's these people, the globalists, that are proliferating all of these events going on globally, like the Ukraine and the Crimea River and all that. Not to mention what they try to do in Syria, what they've done in Libya, what they've done in Egypt, what they've done in all of every country that wasn't already under the globalist banker control. And these people are eugenicists. And eugenics, if you don't know, is the self-direction of the human evolution through biology, psychology, genetics, anthropology, ethnology, geography, archaeology, law, politics, statistics, biography, sociology, and education. So these people have so much money and so much... Oh, all those things are what they use. That's what to control the population. Through all of those means that they have taken hundreds of years to build in their little groups their control over, like all the media being owned by how many companies, everything you see
it's
on
TV. It's
only
a handful, like Sumner Redstone owns
how many
like half the
banks
media.
Are there even in the whole world? Like a dozen banks
Rupert
in the whole
Murdoch.
Wide world.
The other
three or four media outlets that control all of the...
Oh, no, Sumner Redstone is way bigger than Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, you can have 32 donuts or 70 different kind of ice cream, or if you want paper or plastic, you get a choice of all that. And well, you know, when it comes to...
Sumner, you know what? We need to do some more lines.
yes.
Has anybody got a line?
Chop them
just
off.
Do you got a line?
From
the lines
Columbia.
Are open.
I don't.
And we the got lines are 406-545-4496.
Feel free to call in.
So as these people have gotten control over all of these means, you know, they're implementing population control is what they want to do. Control the population and run it down so that there's less numbers. They want us to cull the herd, they call it. They want.
Is that from fucking her first or stopping her from being fucked?
It's from
culling the herd.
That's a good one. That's good.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Or did
well,
the chicken
you,
have to
when
fuck
you call
the egg
the herd,
to get the chicken?
When you cull the herd, are you proactive or reactive? Right?
No.
Do you bitch about someone?
Well, these people are proactive
wife, you just
about
more?
It. Because they do it through sterilization, compulsory abortions, forced adoptions, mandatory birth control, infertility drugs.
Dogs and cats living together. It'll be anarchy.
Hellish conditions. A nightmare scenario.
Bill Murray's a big fan
There's
of the show.
There's going to be a camera on every corner. Oh, there it already is.
Bill Murray's a big fan of the show, and I'm thinking we need to get... I'll get a hold of Sumner Redstone this week, and he needs to become a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So he's a big owner of whatever corporation owns MTV and Paramount Movie Studios. He's a big guy. I had heard that he wants to become a big fan of the Intel Scanner. He'd heard it from... His shrink's trainer,
his personal assistant.
Yeah, his personal assistant shrink's trainer that was through the grapevine that the Intel Scanner is blowing the fuck up, and he needs to get on the boat before it's too late.
This is 100% for entertainment purposes only.
Absolutely. And if you go to Puppet Master Publishing, you'll find some really cool t-shirts. PuppetMasterPublishing.com. These t-shirts are fly.
We were trained by the NSA to lie to you.
Yes.
And do lines.
And do lines. In front of you, so and then turn around and bust you for them. So.
If you want to drop us a line, the number is 406-545-4496.
The lines are ready and open.
We don't have the line.
Anybody can have the line.
Oh, the lines are ready to go.
Call.
I didn't just say we have lines here. Call. I didn't say that. The lines. Even though we do, right?
What's the lines line? Are what's open. The phones.
What's the one that they can call? The one line that we do have here?
Oh, we got several.
406-545-4496.
There's lines to all sorts of
number. Memorize it.
4-5-4-5-6-0-4 backwards.
You're going to want to call it all the time.
That's what it is backwards. If you got all that. It sounds like a freaking Nazi race purification program to me.
No, that's an anagram. The Nazis didn't invent that.
Funded by the British royal family.
Keep in mind that National Socialism is basically the corrupting of a society to believe it's superior than another. We kind of got a little bit of that going on in our own country,
that's
too.
That's not a...
We've always had a little bit of that.
Though. Xenophobia is what has kept tribes alive since the beginning of caveman times.
It's kept every Chinaman looking like each other in the hole for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, just to be real, I mean,
xenophobia
they don't be mixing,
has kept
they don't be
alive.
Mixing with the white race a whole lot.
Speaking on behalf of my friends in China, Yuck Fu.
Yeah, right.
Yuck Fu. Let me tell you about the children in China. Fuck you.
Yeah, but in China,
I don't mean that. It sucks with
poor
Walmart
kids over there, man.
Threat,
right?
Threat, proposal, promise, prediction, wishful thinking on your behalf. I don't care. You have the right to speak your mind. That's the cool thing about the First Amendment and this show.
And this is a free speech zone.
First Amendment approved.
And the Constitution comes with it.
Yeah?
Well, if you go online, you can Google the Constitution of the United States of America. If you would like to read up on what it says in that sacred and beloved document, I suggest.
You Google is the cops following it.
Yeah, go to StartPage. Use StartPage.
You may be added to a watch list if you Google the Constitution.
They use Google servers.
You may be. You probably will be. But if you're even thinking about it, if you're listening to this show, you're on a list. Your name's on a list already, anyway. Our names are on a list. I mean, you're probably on a list. Don't worry about it. If we're all on the list together...
All right.
Sounds like a party.
So for the next 10 minutes... Each caller that calls in, we will register your number as the caller before you.
Absolutely.
Let's just mix it up a little bit.
And we're going to throw it. We're going to mix up the NSA's fucking files on everybody tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. Good call. Yes.
Of course, you guys heard about the big scandal in D.C. today about that missing CIA documents from that gal. You know, we're talking about.
I haven't
changing things. Tonight on the news, apparently the Senate and the CIA sat down at a little meeting a couple of years ago, and apparently 1,000 pages of classified documentation involving CIA behavior and things like
that. Oh, torture. Yeah, the torturing. Yeah, I did hear about that.
They're
disappeared,
really good at covering up the mess.
They got a little wet.
You
know? Are you saying papers got wet?
Oh, by the way, what are you talking
about? I mean, did you seriously run all the way down here just to say that? No, I sarcastically ran all the way down here just to say that. Okay.
Yes.
Hells yeah! As I sit on the top of the hill.
We
Where
are
we this week?
We are from the high plains.
We're running the high plains.
We're doing lines.
We're running the high plains.
Without lines.
We're in Columbia. We just flew into Columbia. That's where all the lines are at.
Give me a $10 ounce.
Fuck. I wish.
Where's the guys that were here last week? They promised to call in. Right? Last week they said, I'll be calling in for sure.
I had several super celebrity call-in scheduled. I don't know.
We had celebrities here that didn't say anything. They were too shy.
Most of them are calling from California, though. You know, you figure it's an hour earlier back there.
Well, I have a verified call-in here after a little bit.
So after the break.
It's not scheduled yet.
We'll get some more call-ins at 545-4496. You're listening to Intel Scanner.
Reports of violence are coming in from neighboring states. The governor is telling everyone to stay in their home. It appears the dead are coming back to life and eating the flesh of the living.
We're back on the Intel Scanner.
Thank God we're still live. Coming to you from behind enemy lines.
NSA Death Squad has not came yet.
FEMA Region 8.
Red alert.
We're still alive.
This is a worldwide and emergency transmission. From the 20s and 30s, they have been obsessed with putting chemicals in the food and water to dumb us down. And to be submissive. This is called eugenics. The corporatist world government is based on trying to reduce the population.
I thought
good old Rockefeller program.
She-genics.
You, me. Meets me-genics, really. It's all about me.
Me-genics.
Do you know about the history of eugenics? Rockefeller eugenics with Germany? The Rockefellers, they were doing eugenics at the end of World War I all throughout Germany. And the Rockefellers were continued in eugenics with the rise to power with the Nazis. And that's a known fact. I don't know if anybody is aware of that. Do your own research. I mean, that's where the eugenics program really grew teeth.
It started to get take on in America too, right?
No, it was a joint project
just before World War One and all, or two, that it rather. Yeah, it was, they were actually sterilizing people that and that didn't live up to their genetic standard, apparently.
Well, the eugenics program became interweaved with MK Ultra, the super mind control. We need to do a mind. We need to do a show about
MK
Ultra.
We're gonna do with the MK
Ultra. Maybe next week. Next week we're doing another super expose. Next week is a super expose. We're doing MK Ultra, mind control, pornography. Let's go all the way.
Wait a minute. How did that just happen?
That's I don't know how that happened. We're talking about eugenics, and it all becomes one.
I guess, being the search for like the ultimate woman or lover and fantasy.
Why pornography was brought to the level it's at.
Well, the reason it's brought to the level.
I watch porn because I'm looking for my ultimate mate.
That's
why I watch.
I will search these videos.
I will use facial recognition.
And the journey will be long and hard,
arduous, fraught with peril.
She will gangbang me and my men with grace,
and I shall love her to the end of days. I shall love her like no other. Oh, okay. Can't wait to find. Oh man, that's
well. Yeah. The eugenics project, and it was all about castrating. It was all about.
When you said that, you mean eugenics
in the prison systems. It was big throughout the U.S. prison system, all throughout the 20s, 30s, 40s. It still is. Raytheon out in California recently.
Oh, Raytheon Corporation.
Was offering prisoners money to try out their new laser weapon on them. And that's just happened recently. And things haven't stopped. Things are still going. Oh, you want $1,000 on your books? Oh, do I? Like, I don't have to suck a fucking 100 dicks for it? Sure.
Well, you
shoot a laser.
We're going to shoot a fucking laser at you, though.
Yeah. He's got all the money in the world in the books, just whether or not he can use it.
Well, what it is, they give two prisoners lightsabers and have them duel each other like Jedi.
Oh, they shoot you with
it's
these.
It's a really honorable way to go. It's an honorable way to go this day.
Make it pay per view.
I think most prisoners are just men being responsible for themselves. And given their freedom, you'd be surprised at how well they would do compared to our current leaders.
Don't do that when I'm taking a drink. Are you fucking kidding me?
Am I wrong?
That's awesome.
Are they responsible for themselves, all of these prisoners incarcerated? Some for nonviolent crimes. Some for victimless crimes.
Most for victimless, nonviolent crimes.
You have three types of criminals. You have thieves, killers, and drug dealers.
Taxpayers are penalized. That's the only people that are
involved. What about gangsters, yo?
What were they in prison for? Thieving or fucking drug dealing? Killing.
These private prisons, and the taxpayers are penalized if they don't fill them to capacity.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. That's why the U.S. has more people incarcerated than any other country in the whole world.
Actually, that's not the truth.
Per capita.
Right.
The truth.
It's big time.
China, Texas, California.
Well, we're talking about countries.
When we're talking about countries,
right, we were.
You know, countries, right?
We were.
China. Texas
California. Is not a country. California is not a country.
Okay, we're talking California.
It's not
the United States, right, a conglomeration of states.
Okay, one of them is...
I'm just saying.
So
every member of the union has its own...
So you're saying China has more per capita prison population than the United States.
Okay.
Is that your statement?
And what I'm saying is that between China, California...
We will do our research here on the Intel scanner.
Between California, China, and Texas...
We've got a reliable source in China. We can't verify this. Do you know anybody in China?
Well, no, I don't. No, I don't.
This is an international show.
We need a correspondent in China.
In China, if you can give us a line, we need a line.
We need a line really bad.
Please call here now.
I am just simply saying
it's country code.
Look, in China,
USA,
something. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. 1-406-545-4496. Give us a line.
What's our country code?
I guess we're
one. We're one, probably. Number one.
Plus one.
Does that make us biased?
If we don't know... Now, wait a minute. Now, gentlemen. This is pretty profound. If we don't know what our country code is...
001.
I've never had to call it the USA
gentlemen,
before.
What does that make us biased?
From outside.
Are we not willing to listen to our fucking peers?
We're 001.
Or do we think we're that good?
We're number one.
USA.
And we have USA. Lines.
With China it's hard to explain. The three top contenders for most people incarcerated are in order: China,
drugs
per capita.
Oh, wait.
Followed by Texas and California, who are always vying for second and third.
Countries.
You know,
we're talking about countries.
So we're talking
prisoners
about
prisoners per population. Well, this is according to Wikipedia.
716
per 100,000.
Wow.
The
and we are leading the way. And our population is way
happy.
Less.
Our population is really happy.
China
right
proper.
Now.
Seems like they're dumbed down by all the fried and the water
but
vaccines.
But you have to understand.
But this is an American this is an American encyclopedia here.
A lot of men are happy with living in prison, though. I mean, you have to understand.
This probably
comes
from official Chinese statistics, so who knows what's the
actual. Grim. He didn't last very long at the grocery store.
He didn't like bagging them groceries.
Just carved his name into the beam above his bed and hung himself. Seems he couldn't handle
China,
the free life.
California and Texas vie for the largest number. And despite what that thing
and Russia,
shows, that's density population that you're looking at on that map.
No, this is a map of incarceration rates. So China is not even
not
a serious contender.
Yeah,
that.
And their
not
population is 10
however,
times
however,
ours.
I'll give
us,
you...
It's us and Russia.
You have to multiply that by their
gulag.
I will give that.
No,
I will give you, yes.
China's honesty,
China's state reporting.
Well, maybe they are.
So
the
that it's probably not even close to accurate.
How do we know?
And Mother
Here's
Russia.
The thing. China
they don't
just
incarcerate them. They just kill
people,
them. Exactly.
And they don't
pretty
put
much.
Them in jail. They don't take prisoners.
They don't tell you.
So if you look at it from that angle, right.
Yep. Oh, you got caught doing something wrong? Well, we're going to take your kidney. Going to cut up your whole body and sell it to the elites.
Oh, when was the last time we sacrificed a virgin?
Oh, it was a few shows back.
It's been a few shows, you know. I mean, I get my shit on the side or whatnot, but...
So are we doing one
we haven't
week?
Done that.
Oh, I do several live sacrifices a week.
Are we doing one for the equinox?
I wish
week?
I could find a virgin.
It's been kind of hard around here to
I'm hard
locate.
Right now.
Because you've got virgin.
Because, well, I'm a virgin.
I heard virgin and same thing.
I'm a virgin. I just wanted to admit it. I've been looking for
I meant to talk to you about that.
I've been looking
places.
For love in the wrong places.
That's
I've been
right.
rejected.
Right.
I've been
right.
ejected. I've been not selected. I've been turned down, let down, shot down.
Reached around.
Fell the fuck down.
Darwin in reverse.
Pretty much. I mean, I'm surprised I haven't got a sympathy bang once, or so at least.
Please? You're too damn ugly.
Yeah. If only she would accept Christianity.
You recognize the sympathy bangs you've already got. And I don't know what that means about
it's
the women that support you, because I know you're being supported by a woman.
Oh, just like
every good man.
That is, apparently, in this day and age. See, she food stamps and shit, man, because her baby daddy ain't around and shit, so... I get to stay on her couch and shit, and I eat her kid's cereal and watch TV over there. And she let me stay and stuff, and sometimes I go in there and she make me, you know, pay the rent, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Other than
Little
that, you know what I'm because, you know, when it comes time to pay the rent, and she like, oh, daddy, you know, I cook for you all week. And
that kind of reminds me
of Kingpin. Right. Oh, pay the rent.
Awesome movie.
Pay the rent.
Well, yeah, we already know that Bill Murray's a fan of the show, but we need Woody Harrelson.
He needs to call in. Woody Harrelson, if you're listening tonight.
I haven't talked to him in a couple of years, but
maybe I
should phone him up.
What's with his, he has like a whole new hairline. He was going pretty thin and bald there for a minute. Now all of a sudden he's like a full head of hair. Like he's
really?
A new and improved young man, that guy, yeah.
Like Bruce Willis in 94?
Just like that, yeah.
like Bruce Willis was bald in 91, he showed up in 94, and you watch his movie timeline.
Head of hair.
He's got a mullet and fucking coming down. That's insane.
Grew that shit himself, he said. It's homegrown. Can't help it. But there ain't nothing to it but to do it. If you're not resisting the forces that be, then you are being overruled.
The lines are open.
Don't resist all the forces.
Hold up somewhere. Otherwise, you're being oppressed.
Some forces are natural.
You got to go with the flow as much as it doesn't go against the grain of your intentions. How about that?
Yes.
Write that down.
True to
yourself against the grain. But give him the respect to talk to him
intentions.
About it.
Solid. Integrity.
Integrity is key.
Well.
Against the grain. I like that.
It would seem.
That's integrity.
Yeah, even when it's doing the right thing, even when it's the hardest thing to do. That's what that
that's
is.
That's courage. The only time it's hard.
You know what I mean?
That's courage. It's the right thing.
That's what you have to have to be that kind. I mean, there's such a lack of that in this world. People will just turn the other way. If the apathy that I see in this, the zombie faces of everyday people that I see everywhere in the mall and at Walmart, I'm discouraged. At the humanity that doesn't seem to be there anymore. Where is that at, right? Little old lady fell down in the parking lot. People just be driving by, walking on by, going, oop, I don't want to get involved. Oop, I don't want to get involved.
We have to compete with the government buying all our empowerment.
And what is that? So we are ruled by force.
Wait a minute.
The only rule comes out the barrel of a gun, so it would seem.
Buying your empowerment.
Yeah, via...
What are your empowerments? What have you invested into?
Well, it comes down to what a man can do and what a man can't do.
Exactly. What have you done? And if you've done it enough, you have every right to demand...
Well, I can't sail this ship into Tortuga all by me onesie.
I don't blame the government for
the thing is, the... Well, we work in a system financially where I am not the one making the decisions, and that is...
You mean you don't
control
pay the chickens?
That is manipulating the markets, and the government has cornered most of the markets, and you really... It's hard to compete on an individual basis.
It's all state controlled.
State of mind.
So the crony nepotistic capitalism has taken over
federals
on such a large level that
when I say squeezed out the little government across the board.
Look at our welfare. Feeding, the healthcare.
Right, that's what I'm saying. All these people are on food stamps because they can't get a job. They can't even start their own business because there's so many regulations about everything. Like it used to be, all right, so Daddy's out of work. We're going to do something. We're going to sell the dirt that we got in our backyard.
The healthcare that the EPA
comes in and says, well, you're not allowed to sell this dirt.
The healthcare that they're required to buy prescribes them the shit that the government will subsidize for them as long as they are not working. Until they reach a certain income threshold, many of these people are stuck in a void that... It does not make any sense to even attempt to work.
That is a fact.
Well, that is the vicious circle of coming from an impoverished area also. It's not as bad here in Montana, I just gotta say, it's not. But everywhere else in the country I've ever been, it is like that. Like, you just can't get a job that easy.
But it's a classic problem, though.
It doesn't make sense to get a job anyways.
How do you empower people rather than make them dependent on your subsidies?
Educate them.
Communicate with them.
State education, like obvious.
Speak to them without.
How do you educate on a national level? How do you educate?
Where's the incentive? Where's the incentive?
Culture.
Even if you go to school and even if whatever, you rack up all this debt and you get to make $17 an hour and no benefits, rather than $10 an hour and no benefits. It just doesn't. These jobs aren't paying off.
Can I answer your question? Where's the incentive? It's like hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I eat meat. I don't like to kill. Where's the incentive? You know,
hungry. Motherfucking starving.
And
well, if I'm starving, I'll become a cannibal. I'm fucking.
If I go through the sacrifice,
I understand the lemon's fucking lesson.
If I go through the sacrifice of taking the life of,
we don't use the term starving liberally here.
You know, I forgot to tell you.
Or demanding my presence, you know, in the human world, where you just establish your own respect, it's still the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's
tickles.
You've had to make a difference to speak for it. You have to ask for anything you want.
Okay. So let's say I'm looking out the window
and you must demand anything you need.
Okay. So I look out and I see I see all these big houses out here, all these big mansions.
Ask for what you want, demand what you need, take
what you can and give nothing back.
Stick
to the code, mighty. Stick to the code.
You don't have to. Yeah, you don't have to give nothing back.
That's gone too far, man. That's too far.
Parley, anyone? Well, here's the thing. That speaks into the culture and society. What even do people look up to? Like rock stars? Like movie stars? Like Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber?
I would look
Bieber.
Up to a line right
So
now.
What if people in society had a higher esteem holding people...
406 545 4496.
That actually likes inventors and pioneers. And how about that dude that jumped from the highest height and like was that parachuted from like some kind of weird platform way the hell up from a balloon? Who was that guy? You hear about that guy? He broke some world record from highest skydive. That guy was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about the guy that's invented... Well, instead of killing the people that invent free energy machines, what if those people were exalted and lifted humanity to the next level of entitlement? Because I'd say humanity as a whole, I would feel some sense of entitlement
for the
future.
If the younger are the entitlement generation, then it definitely will elevate to them. They are entitled.
They deserve more than what we're leaving them, I say. We're leaving them in a sorry state of affairs.
Wow, that's a strange position
to take.
You think so? I think they deserve better. I mean, my grandson is going to be pulled over by a police officer, interrogated, frisked, probably cavity searched, just on general principle. Because it's
the only way that will happen was for lack of education. I hope you teach them better than
well,
that.
Well, my children, I'm teaching much better than that. It seems like a lot of the other people didn't teach their kids that, though, or something, because they don't seem to know.
You have to compete.
They're so willing to.
You have to compete with the democratic masses.
But it goes down to, you know, even in school, it's slave indoctrination training. The public education is indoctrinating children to be adult slaves. By the time you go through school, through this jailhouse system of schooling that they have as public education.
Have you taught your kids not to talk to cops?
Oh, well, yes, absolutely.
I have had to.
There's
not
one rule in talking
to
cops. Don't.
That was the meme. That was
have you taught your children that? If you haven't taught your children that, then it's your fault.
I'll tell you this. Pulled over once.
Those bastards want to talk to me even when I don't want to talk to them anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Pulled over once driving back from California and driving through West Yellowstone and coming up to Bozeman. Get pulled over on that highway there. And had one headlight went out again. And the sun was just creeping up. And, he says I'm going 5 over. And, I'm like, well, it's daytime now, right? It's lights out. No, it's still nighttime. And can I search your truck? And this, asked me where I came from, and I told him, you know, the coast, and I was at the reunion. And actually, I don't know why. I shouldn't have told him anything, really. But I did not consent to the search, and I had to sit in his truck, in the police cruiser, in the car. I had to sit there. For 45
what was his,
minutes.
What crime was he investigating
He never got in my truck. He never looked under the cameras.
His cop car.
Well, he would not allow me to sit, to remain seated in my truck.
He didn't want you. Took you into protective custody.
What happened?
For what crime? And it was very cold out. I was not going to stand outside.
He talked you into it.
And no, he didn't talk me into it.
Yes, he did. You were worse off for it.
You know?
It happened to me.
I understand.
Well, we're going overtime, 10 o'clock on the money.
He threatened the dog, and the dog never came, and he never searched.
Happens to the best of us.
That's the end of it.
Thing is, we're treated as the enemy by the police. The general public is looked upon as the enemy. It seems like. Like everyone is a potential perp. You know, and so we have...
I didn't even have anything to hide, but that's not the point.
Literally.
I had my truck full of a lot of shit. I just I was gone for a week, had all my crap with me, and...
last time I got pulled over, I had a bunch of crack on me.
What state did that happen in?
So we're in overtime here on the Intel Scanner.
That was in Montana?
Oh, yeah.
Into Revolution time.
Revolution time. The overdrive. So if there's anything you want to impart upon the world in closing...
Did you want a break and then come back and do another
little set? We could just do a little closing statement and I'm good.
We'll hang out here for another minute. We don't need any music.
Yeah, we can hang out for another minute then.
Sure. Why not? As I say, we have a lack of kindness in this world, a lack of peace in this world.
We definitely
no one is at peace with themselves.
Lack of personal responsibility. We live in a culture of...
No one should be completely at peace or at ease. I mean, we have a lot to deal with.
The more painful it is.
And pain. Isn't that the root of all suffering?
That's how you understand happiness.
Pain.
That's how you understand happiness. You cannot.
The Buddha says that desire is the
pain
root of all
is the
suffering.
Manifestation of suffering.
I like pain is the root of all
I know. I just made that up. You can quote me.
That's fucking awesome.
I just coined that. Thank you. But Buddha says that desire is the root of all suffering.
Whenever you are at the worst of you could possibly be in your life, recognize the whole yin yang thing. For as much as you are suffering right now, you will feel pleasure. Stick around. Do good.
That's true. It everything comes in waves, and sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down.
Fuck. Well, it's been down a while, so let's.
And you're not.
Let's pray to God for up. We're gonna pray to Jesus.
We're having a candlelight vigil.
Actually, that's the one thing I would
for life to go up. I can't.
You know, there's something to be said about a positive mindset, but don't put too much into prayer.
Yeah,
you know,
like, don't
put it into action.
God helps those that get off their ass and help themselves.
Right.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Some of them.
Some of them. You can work hard and fail.
Some of those people, God really shines the fucking light on. Others not so much, but hey, if you're one of those few that God really chooses and says, hey.
They're the entitled ones.
Anybody that's trying. You are entitled to a great life. Here you go. Then life is great.
God, I wish I was Jewish.
Beyond dreams.
Oh. No, I don't.
What, you like being broke, or was that bad to say?
Oh, wow. That's a good one, yeah. So, yeah, thank God that we get to... Y'all are listening out there. Y'all crazy, too.
Well, bro. Yeah, we had an awesome show tonight.
Yeah,
Alex
no
Jones,
lies.
Borat.
Thanks no for lies. Listening. Y'all was awesome.
That's right.
No,
that was cool.
No love, no lines.
Arnie never called.
Yeah, Arnie was all waited. We're gonna get him on the show next
too
week.
Too busy, you know. He's got his bullshit. He's got.
Or else I'll go out to California and smack him in his stupid fucking mouth. Get on the goddamn fucking Intel Scanner, you Australian fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He likes being treated.
He does like being treated like that.
He's got an ill-gotten child.
Back in his queer days, he was fucking. He was a
406-545-4496 or 694-445-6604 backwards.
Wow,
shit, you're like Siri.
Siri,
seriously.
Wow,
you're like freaking Siri. You've been listening to the Intel Scanner on MTRadio.net. Actually, really a pleasure to be here still. We want to thank anyone that has listened and wants
yes,
to listen in the
absolutely.
Future.
Yes,
absolutely.
We're picking
show.
This up at a later date in our archives. Oh, man. Just remember
that
we warned
live.
You. We warned you that it was going to be like this. Wow.
We're done?